But it's not all bad news. Oh, wait, it is. I'm not telling tales out of school here. Latin people think Latinx is fucking retarded.
It is.
Okay. But apparently, leftoids didn't get the memo, because now they have Philippinex.
All right, hang on.
And
all right,
San Diego Comic-Con, really?
Yeah, hang on. Let's just be honest here.
Wow.
So we have all of the Romance languages, which is like Italian, French, Spanish. What are some other ones that have male and female?
Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all have masculine and feminine verbiage.
So these people who suffer from a mental illness want everyone to go along with their mental illness and relearn language that is thousands of years old.
Yep.
Okay.
I remember that video that we did. We responded to it. It was called 36 Questions Women Have for Men. And then we did 36 Answers Men Have for Women. And one of them was, when did words get gendered? Since forever. That's why we have words like men and women, masculine and feminine. Uh-huh. That's why there's only two genders. That's why there are languages that are literally constructed around the idea of masculine and feminine verbiage and nouns.
Yes.
And so, like, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, are you a complete fucking retard, or do you just play one on TV?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say here, is a lot of these people out there are intelligent, but they're lazy, and they choose to be stupid.
Or they are deliberately attempting to manipulate things as a means to an end.
I would say there are some people that do that.
The people in Congress, absolutely, because they don't believe in this shit.
No, they don't.
They just know that it's a useful tool for dividing people. That's all they care about. And they think that if they divide us up into smaller and smaller groups, hopefully, if they promise enough free shit, they'll manage to, get together 51% of those groups.
Yep.
Because they're idiots. And it's totally working because, you know, the Latin community is totally buying it. But here it is, Philippinex, which honestly sounds like something that you would use to catch your dribbles after some way hey hey, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Hey honey, can you hand me some Philippinex? You know I dribble. Unless you want to suck it from the tap. Mm. You want to come over here? No, I know that face. Give me a Philippinex. I get it.
Yeah. Look, I'm just
I can't
so
put the Philippinex voices in pop culture with a fun and educational all-Philippinex panel discussing Philippinex influences. They had to put it on there three times.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
But only in the Western world are they doing this. Normal, like, second and third world countries that speak Spanish, they don't agree with this at all. They think it's absolutely ludicrous.
No, they
don't.
And don't take our word for it. Boom. There is a Twitter account called Latinx is Racist, and this is one of the tweets here. You can tell by my username that I can't stand Latinx. It's racist, full stop. It's white U.S. liberals changing a language they largely don't speak, while those who do speak it are often brown people. It's the kind of racism white liberals always get away with.
I am not going to say that man is wrong.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's exactly what it is. Yep. Straight up racism.
Yeah. If you ever want to see some real savage takedown stuff, look up Malcolm X's opinion on the white liberal and just make yourself some microwave popcorn because it's entertaining as fuck.
And it's going to take a while to get through that one.
Oh, it's not even that long of a quote.
No?
We read it on the show once and it was chef's kiss delicious. But the funny thing is the leftoids still think they can claim Malcolm X as one of their own. He fucking hated the left.
Yeah, but the thing is they live in their echo chamber.
Yep.
They don't know how the real world works.
Yeah, they think that conservatives were responsible for the Triple K Foundation.
That's absolutely correct.
Nope.
Absolutely incorrect.
That is totally the Democrats' wheelhouse, and guess what? Not much has changed.
And yeah, the Democrats, they kicked up the KKK.
Yep.
They started all the Jim Crow horse shit.
Yep.
They're all about gun control because they wanted to keep guns out of the hands of the minorities.
Yep.
All right. They blocked for almost a hundred, was a, what, 60, 70 years after the Civil War.
Anybody, the Civil Rights Act?
Yeah. Well, no, and they would not elect any minority as a senator or a House representative.
Yeah, the first blacks elected to Congress were all Republican, and they were elected in the 1800s. We didn't have a black Democrat elected to Congress until, I think, the 1930s.
1930s or 40s or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's so stupid. And then the fact that people believe that, you know, that somehow the right is— you know, this horrible, you know, white supreme pizza. It is fucking unbelievable.
Well, it's psychological projection. Because think about
it. Well, it's psyops.
Yeah. Well, the left is all about the minorities, allegedly. But when you actually listen to what they say and their reasoning behind it, it's either racism of low expectations, overt racism, or just flat-out psychological projection.
Yep.
They know they're the racist, which is why they virtue signal so much.
And you know, and I love it when they're like, "Well, you don't have opinion because you're speaking from a position of power."
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No uterus, no opinion.
All right. I cannot be racist because I don't have institutional power. All right. All right.
That's the dumbest shit ever. That's part of this meaning creep that we're going to be getting into in just a minute.
I mean, it's all mission creep.
Yep.
They start off with they get their foot in the door. And then it's fucking boom, 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 boom. And then it's, you know, kill your kid 28 days after birth.
And what's hilarious is that when you actually look at the world, you know, because we're talking about, you know, people who would prefer to have a nationalist identity, which is okay if you live in Ukraine, but not if you live in the United States, FYI, versus globalists, okay? And on a global scale, whites are the minority.
They're an extreme
minority. The vast minority.
Yes.
We just happen to be pretty fucking productive, and we know how to blow up the world when we get pissed off.
Well,
we've done it twice.
Historically speaking, I believe the Caucasian started as a super minority thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
And quite literally, we've taken over the fucking world. Why that is, I don't know.
Well, people who are disadvantaged can either wah, wah, cry, baby, give me money, or they can rise to the fucking challenge and make this world their bitch. Well, clearly, we did the latter.
Well, what I'm saying is when you look at the IQ scale, we are like at the upper middle of the bell curve. We are not, as a race of people, you know, uber intelligent or anything like that. So how we were able to...
I mean, we do better than some people.
Yes, we do.
But you can't bring that up on YouTube.
No, no, and you know
because
what?
Science is sexist and wasteless now.
Maybe we're just more cunning.
Maybe.
And we are all about age and treachery. Who knows?
Who knows? It is what it is. It is what it is.
Why this has all happened, I don't know, but all you got to do is pick up a history book and read it for yourself.
Yeah.
It's been going on for thousands of fucking years.
Yeah, and I mean real history books, not the shit that they teach you in school.
Yeah.
Because according to the shit that they teach you in school, whites were the only ones who ever enslaved anybody. Even never mind the fact that they were, you know, the Africans who came over here were sold into slavery by Arabs and Africans.
Yes.
And where slavery still exists in the world. In fact, there are more slaves today than ever in recorded human history. They're all either in China, Africa, or the Middle East.
Yeah, listen, slavery is basically a crime of convenience.
Yeah. And it holds back civilizations.
It does. It does.
Now, and that's why the 1619 Project only gathers steam in brainwashing centers.
Uh-huh.
Because anybody who actually takes the time to think about it, they're like, well, so what you're saying is slavery is how the United States became a superpower. And yet we didn't really become a superpower until almost 100 years after slavery ended. And there are countries on this planet that still have slavery who are third world nations.
Yeah.
And they have no upward mobility at all.
None.
You have, which is what the globalists want, you've got the people at the tippy top, and then you've got serfs, and that's it. That's what slavery has gotten them.
Yeah. The Ottoman Empire. heavy slavery for thousands of years, and it was held together by cobwebs and tape for the last 200 years of its existence.
Yeah,
it could not keep up with the rest of the world financially.
Yep, and just like many mass murdering fuckheads of the past, present, and future, Pol Pot killed many millions, and I believe he died under house arrest.
Did he? That's a shame.
Or died in his bed. It was one or the other. Pol Pot? Because Stalin died in bed.
Yeah.
Died in his sleep. Eddie Izzard had it absolutely right when he was talking about, it's like, okay, so you kill one person, that's murder, you go to jail, you kill 10 people, you go to Texas, they hit you with a brick, that's what they do. You kill over 20 people, they put you into a room in an I Love Me coat, and they stare at you at a small window, through a small window, forever. And over that, we just can't deal with it. Somebody's killed 100,000 people, we're almost like, well done, well done. You killed 100,000 people? You must get up very early in the morning. I can't even get down the gym.
That's some efficiency, man.
Your diary must look all death, 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 lunch, death, 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 afternoon tea, death, 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 quick shower.
Death, 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 warm down.
Death, 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 stick it in a bowl of warm soup. No, wait, that's Kamala. Cross that out.
Warm down. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It is.
Watch Gruntspeak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.